Boom shakalaka, what's up? Hey everybody's. So, a couple days ago, I did a video talking about demanding fruit, and I asked a question like, why does a tree even produce fruit? What's the purpose of fruit for a tree? And I realized the purpose of fruit for a tree is reproduction. That's it. So when we're calling to demand fruit from ourselves, what we're doing is we're demanding reproduction of ourselves, which means followers of Jesus, man, you should be like Paul talking to Timothy. He says, Timothy, what you've heard from me, entrust to reliable men who teach others. That's four generations of reproduction, this multiplication, right? So I said in the last video that I would share a story with you about a church planting trainer and what he discovered in his attempts to multiply people who are going to go and do the work. So he started to do an experiment. He wanted to train 500 people on how to share their story and share God's story. So get out there and start sharing about God with other people, right? Share your story, your testimony, share God's story, share the gospel. So he did an experiment. He trained 500 people. Then at the end of the year, he wanted to see how many of those 500 people actually led family to Jesus. This is what he found out. After a year, from those 500 people, 47 people had actually led a family to Jesus. So then those 47, he said, hey, I would love to be able to teach you and train you how to train 500 more people how to do the thing that I trained you how to do last year, right? So think about it. This is like a Jesus MLM pitch, you know? I'm going to train you how to do what I just did. Anywho, so out of those 47 people who he offered to train how to train, 10 people took him up on his offer, and they began to train 500 people a year. Now, fast forward, after 3 years, they're seeing 10,000 people hear the gospel a month. About 1,400 people, it's 1,399 people are being baptized every single month. Now think about this. He trained 500, 47 went and did and actually led a family to Jesus, which means about 10% of people that you train will actually go and do what you've trained them how to do. Now out of 500, oh sorry, yeah, out of the 500, 2% became trainers. Isn't that crazy? Out of 500, 2% became trainers. So if you're going to demand reproduction, multiplication, think about this, the numbers game. You got to train 500 to get 50 people to go do what you said. You got to train 500 to find 10 multipliers. So if you're going to train 100, you're going to get 10 people go out and do what you said, and you'll basically get 2 people will become trainers. So if you want to demand fruit from yourself, what you need to do is you need to start saying, how can I train as many people as possible? And then how can I create a system to go and do the thing that I train them how to do? And that's how we get into multiplication. So if you stick around in the next video, I'm going to talk to you about what I discovered. So as I trained a young group of missionaries to go and do this stuff, had one of the students say something that I thought was pretty interesting, but you can't find that out until the next video. All right, guys.